I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it is written, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." My brothers and sisters, this week was a fairly typical week for ministry, with the exception of preparing for Easter Sunday church service. In addition to this radio program, it is my privilege, a supreme honor, to include online ministry, prison ministry, and ministry of the written word. And of course, my church family, who I have the privilege to lead at Maple Grove Christian Assembly as part of my pastoral charge. I also get involved in deliverance ministry, both in person and from afar. Whenever ministers score a goal for the kingdom, whenever we experience a victory for Christ, the enemy retaliates. Also, through deliverance ministry and my online ministry, I'm putting myself out there frequently, calling the enemy out for the evil coward he truly is. The adversary, Satan, retaliates by attacking Christ's saints where they are weak, never where we are strong. We all suffer from human frailties, and the enemy identifies these individual personal frailties, and that is where he waits to attack each and every one of us whenever there is an opening. For some, it can be self-doubt, depression, or any number of human weaknesses. His objective, of course, is to derail our walk of faith. Over the past 6 months, I have personally experienced two of the worst retaliations yet. They brought me to my lowest, worst, and most vulnerable self. And it happened last Saturday night. And by Sunday morning, I awoke after a very restless, troubled sleep. And I was completely spiritually discombobulated for Sunday church service. How was I going to lead Easter service in this condition? Now, each day, I tend to awake generally around 6 a.m. and spend an hour with God in prayer and reading His Word. On Sunday, I got down on my knees and I went through that routine. During my prayers, I asked for help and deliverance in Jesus' name, communing with the Lord. And miraculously, as He always does, God plucked me from the state I was in to a state of grace. I went into church service feeling spiritually strong, refreshed, and renewed, and connected with the Lord. Praise God, thanks to His almighty sovereign power, our church service went super fantastic. What did I learn from this? With faith comes hope. I had forgotten about that. We mustn't forget that. They go hand in hand, faith and hope. When we are feeling hopeless, we must remember our faith. Be strong in our faith. Seek solace in prayer and in His Word. Feel His presence dwelling within us in God the Holy Spirit. When we are losing hope, it is a neon sign to us that we must remind ourselves of our salvation in Christ and that our Savior is the one true sovereign Almighty God. We must not mistake that hopelessness is not doubt. Hopelessness is an illusion for those born again in Jesus. When you're feeling hopeless, pray to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. Consult His Word. Rebuke the enemy and say, "Get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus." Remember your faith and that you are dedicated to our all-powerful Redeemer, and He is dedicated to you. Now, one other thing. Our hope is that we are eternally saved in Jesus, that He accepts us for who we are right now. My brothers and sisters, you are accepted by God. Please pray for me, and I will pray for you. Heavenly Father, you are all-powerful, almighty, glorious, and wise. You are truth. You are the one true God. We honor and glorify you for who you are, the great I am, Adonai, God who rules. In the holy name of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and I thank you for listening to this message this week and each and every week right here on Jesus Saves.